initially was going to be just a one-off thing. We were going to be opening for friends of ours, Hoaxer, and then one thing led to another, and we were opening for Happy Apple at Black Dog and wanted to be prepared in front of the large crowd that was sure to be there. And through that process, we took a liking to playing each other and playing each other's music.
Patrick Atkins, keyboardist of Space. Drummer Luke Peterson is here too. And Luke, this front line of piano, trombone, and guitar is a little unusual. Is that by design, or are these the instruments of a group of friends who wanted to play together?
I think brass in general really works well with guitar. Like, you see a lot of groups that have guitar and trumpet or guitar and flugelhorn. But we, you know, Jack Horowitz, a very close friend of ours, and we thought that, you know, guitar and piano also works really well together. I think Will and Patrick have interacted in other groups before, and we tried to mesh all of these things together and see what happens.
You hear this unusual front line frequently in recordings and performances by Space. Tell us about Mayfield Rising.
Mayfield Rising is a composition by our guitarist Will Schmid. Like all Will's compositions, it's very layered and intricate.
It starts with, you know, just this layered entrance that Will writes in, especially as the opening track of the record. It sort of serves as almost like an introduction to each member of the band, and then we finally sort of release as an ensemble.
When the ensemble plays together, how does it feel for you?
It's honestly one of the best musical experiences I've been fortunate enough to have. The fact that we are performing all the music memorized and really just relying on our chemistry with each other has really led to some special moments, both on stage and in the studio. And combine that with how much, you know, myself personally and everyone else in the band enjoys each other's compositions, and just any of the high points and songs turn out to be really, really thrilling.
You wrote a tune that's on the Space CD called Fuse, and it uses a cello. What gave you the idea to do that?
A couple months before both a show of ours and when we were in studio recording our album, I saw Alma at a different show performing electric cello on a lot of different compositions and playing some just really, really cool stuff, and it honestly instantly struck me that Alma playing cello instead of bass on Fuse would really make it work and give the song a unique perspective.
Is Fuse off the CD by Space, And we're speaking with Patrick and Luke from the group. And Luke, this one's a composition of yours. It's called Non-Trivial Problem. It's true of all your music that there's no sheet music on stage. It's all original. And how do you manage all these complicated compositions without having anything written to reference?
Well, we know sort of our goal, and we know how good it feels when your friends and your bandmates will learn your songs and you can play them together from memory, you know, without everybody staring at a music stand all night. There's this like different kind of energy that, you know, we only really compare to some sort of rock band. And of course, even though like our music isn't rock music per se, it still has this sort of rock and roll energy.
You can tell too that everyone is engaged by what they put behind their solos. And you were talking about how Jack's trombone solo really sends you.
I mean, I write melodies with Jack in mind a lot of the time because he's such an illustrious trombone player. But specifically on Non-Trivial Problem, this song certainly features him, but it's our sort of collective ability to uplift his already great solo and make something bigger from this.
Information about Space of Minneapolis-St. Paul is available through an internet search. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.